Establishing the right institutional arrangements and defining their roles must also be supported by institutional capacity building. This is an integral part of developing effective water institutions at all levels, because it involves empowering and equipping people and organizations with appropriate principles and tools. It should focus particularly on strengthening the ability of women and other disenfranchised groups to participate in water management. Regulatory bodies, civil society organizations, service providers, central and local government officials will all need to be educated in IWRM principles and trained in the skills and tools of effective water management. Institutional capacity building aims to promote changes in practices and approaches. It requires training, education, and the provision of information. It should be accompanied by incentives so that managers and staff will adapt and be ready to uptake new knowledge and skills required for the IWRM. Also, institutional capacity building requires the proper devolution of institutional responsibilities, functions, and jurisdiction. This is likely to involve solving problems of jurisdictional overlaps, competitions between institutions, and sustainable financing mechanisms.